counselor at the Mental Health Rehabilitation Center, Elika Matthews, says while people across the country continue to make merry during the Christmas season, it is important to remember those who may have lost loved ones or going through other forms of difficulty. She says people who are encountering issues to their optimal mental health during the holidays can contact the Mental Health Rehabilitation Center for assistance.
As we go into the season, I want to wish persons a happy holidays. For a lot of us, it's about love, it's about giving, it's about sharing and caring. But I also want persons to be mindful that there would be persons who would have lost a loved one around this time, or persons who do not have somebody that they would have spent Christmas with last year. So we want to be mindful of that, as well as sometimes grief comes with the holidays. And these are all natural parts of what happens. And if you're feeling a bit overwhelmed, you can reach out for that level of assistance by just calling the institution, or reach out to your family and friends and just ask for that level of support, because it is understood that it may not always be just happy moments throughout the holidays. There will be difficult moments.
Matthews says as the Christmas season progresses, people should do what they can and pace themselves to ensure that they are in optimal mental health.
As the season progresses, do what you can as you can. Sometimes we think there is a particular mold that we should fit for the season. If it is that you need to step back, step back. If it is that you need to engage, engage with persons. And try to do something that uplifts your mood. We understand that you might feel down and you want to be in that moment, and that's okay. But if you feel like you are there and nothing is happening, or it is just worsening how you feel, make that small step to do one thing that will make you feel better. Or for persons who would have lost somebody, do something in honor of that person as a way to remember them.
Matthews says people can rely on their friends and family to be their support systems during the Christmas season. She is also appealing to people across the country to look out for each other this season.
So as we go through the holidays, I'm reminding persons to talk to the persons around them and be some level of support. It can be as simple as checking in. It can be as simple as delivering a fruitcake. But we're asking, if you know there are persons around you who would have had a difficult year, please check it. Be your brother's keeper, because this is the time when we want to have togetherness, when we want people to be together and have that support that they need, because it's important. The holiday isn't going to be about joy for everybody. Some, it is going to be about sadness. It is going to be about grief. So where you can reach out to somebody and let them know you're thinking about them for the holiday season, and where you can invite somebody over for lunch, because these are the small things that make a difference in a person's life.
Counselor at the Mental Health Rehabilitation Center, Elika Matthews. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.